Text 2. A lecture on reality TV. First reading.
I am the voice you will hear. I am the lecturer. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our third lecture in the series Media in Society. Today we're going to look at the topic of reality TV. Reality TV is a type of television program which is cast with real people who are not actors and who are usually not paid. Participants are often placed in unusual situations or exotic locations like tropical islands. There are many types of reality show. Firstly, there is the documentary-style show, which gives viewers the idea that they are following people as they go about their daily business. This documentary show is almost like a soap opera. What we should note, however, is that although documentaries, TV news, sports programs, and soap operas could be said to do the same thing as reality TV shows, they are considered to be a separate category altogether. Within the documentary style, there are also shows which place cast members in artificial living environments to see how they survive. Big Brother is possibly the best known of this type of show. Many shows feature celebrities or famous people, while others focus on professionals either going to work or being involved in a project of some kind. The most common kind of reality show is the competition or game show. This can include cooking or talent competitions. Recently, another type of reality TV show to become very popular is what is called the makeover type show. In this type of show, the audience gets to meet a person or group of people who are trying to improve their lives either by losing weight or changing their appearance. Another common theme is couples renovating their houses and landscaping their gardens. So what is the impact of reality TV on society? Should we be encouraging more reality TV, or should we be finding ways to end this worldwide craze? Well, on the positive side, some people see reality TV as an important step forward for human rights. Many people live in countries where citizens do not have freedom of speech or voting rights. For many people living in countries like these, reality TV is the first time they have been able to speak out freely. They can phone in their vote without being told who they are allowed to vote for and who they must not support. As a result, they gain audience power. Some argue that this is the first small step towards the formation of a democratic society. Another positive side to reality TV, put forward by psychologists and people in general, is that watching other people's suffering and embarrassment can help audiences to release their own negative feelings and stresses. In other words, if viewers are feeling anxious or worried about something, just watching other people in the same situation can help to relieve their tensions. A further argument states that reality TV is just a form of good old-fashioned entertainment and shouldn't be taken too seriously. This kind of entertainment has been popular since Roman times, when audiences relished watching gladiators fight to the death or Christians being thrown to the lions. So why are many people worried about the growing popularity of reality TV? Well, for a start, some critics accuse the reality TV industry of making a lot of money out of people. Actors are not paid, and writers for reality TV are often underpaid, so profits are enormous for producers of the show. Furthermore, many of these programs earn their money from advertising, allowing companies to have their products displayed in the program, and so audiences are brainwashed by advertising without even realizing. Another major criticism is that reality TV is not real at all. It is fake. Events are often shot repeatedly if they do not fit what the directors want, and behaviour is not real because it has been decided how someone will act before the show even starts. On a more serious level, critics of reality TV worry that this sort of program encourages viewers to enjoy watching human suffering. Some argue that there is one category of reality TV that could only be called shame TV, and that such programs are not ethical and should not be promoted. Another worry is that children of all ages are included in these shows, and some might argue that these children are being exploited by directors and parents, which can put them under emotional stress. Also, from the aspect of human welfare, participants on reality TV can achieve celebrity status quickly, becoming famous overnight. But their fame is often short-lived once the next round of actors is brought in, and this can lead to depression and other related illnesses for the participants. So, all in all, there are as many people who like what reality TV has to offer as there are those who worry about the effects such shows are having on their participants and audiences. Only time will tell what a generation of children brought up on such a TV diet will become.
Text 2. Second reading.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our third lecture in the series Media in Society. Today we're going to look at the topic of reality TV. Reality TV is a type of television program which is cast with real people who are not actors and who are usually not paid. Participants are often placed in unusual situations or exotic locations like tropical islands. There are many types of reality show. Firstly, there is the documentary-style show, which gives viewers the idea that they are following people as they go about their daily business. This documentary show is almost like a soap opera. What we should note, however, is that although documentaries, TV news, sports programs, and soap operas could be said to do the same thing as reality TV shows, they are considered to be a separate category altogether. Within the documentary style, there are also shows which place cast members in artificial living environments to see how they survive. Big Brother is possibly the best known of this type of show. Many shows feature celebrities or famous people, while others focus on professionals either going to work or being involved in a project of some kind. The most common kind of reality show is the competition or game show. This can include cooking or talent competitions. Recently, another type of reality TV show to become very popular is what is called the makeover type show. In this type of show, the audience gets to meet a person or group of people who are trying to improve their lives either by losing weight or changing their appearance. Another common theme is couples renovating their houses and landscaping their gardens. So what is the impact of reality TV on society? Should we be encouraging more reality TV, or should we be finding ways to end this worldwide craze? Well, on the positive side, some people see reality TV as an important step forward for human rights. Many people live in countries where citizens do not have freedom of speech or voting rights. For many people living in countries like these, reality TV is the first time they have been able to speak out freely. They can phone in their vote without being told who they are allowed to vote for and who they must not support. As a result, they gain audience power. Some argue that this is the first small step towards the formation of a democratic society. Another positive side to reality TV, put forward by psychologists and people in general, is that watching other people's suffering and embarrassment can help audiences to release their own negative feelings and stresses. In other words, if viewers are feeling anxious or worried about something, just watching other people in the same situation can help to relieve their tensions. A further argument states that reality TV is just a form of good old-fashioned entertainment and shouldn't be taken too seriously. This kind of entertainment has been popular since Roman times, when audiences relished watching gladiators fight to the death or Christians being thrown to the lions. So why are many people worried about the growing popularity of reality TV? Well, for a start, some critics accuse the reality TV industry of making a lot of money out of people. Actors are not paid, and writers for reality TV are often underpaid, so profits are enormous for producers of the show. Furthermore, many of these programs earn their money from advertising, allowing companies to have their products displayed in the program, and so audiences are brainwashed by advertising without even realizing. Another major criticism is that reality TV is not real at all. It is fake. Events are often shot repeatedly if they do not fit what the directors want, and behaviour is not real because it has been decided how someone will act before the show even starts. On a more